The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
But Nigel Appin has been good enough to join us on the line from the SCG. Nigel, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neilty and Pete Ryan talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, can you give us a weather update from a sodden Sydney?
It has been wet, clearly, but it actually looks pretty clear at the moment. I think the next few hours are supposed to be clear as well, and then there's another storm moving through later tonight. So we may get away without too much rain.
Yep. Has that factored into potentially what the 22 that runs out and starts the contest is, or will you make no late change to what you selected last night?
We've certainly talked about it and thought about it, but as I said, the conditions are looking really good at the moment, so it'll be pretty much as selected at this stage.
Okay. Medi, so I know it's still half an hour away, but I'm guessing you're not giving too much away if you did tell us who will be the Medi sub for you tonight out of Evans, Narkle and Cooper Stevens.
Well, we've got three good options, haven't we? So Narkle's played really well here before, so most likely Narkle at this stage.
Okay. So, Nigel, obviously there's a subplot we talked about a little bit earlier was the Lance Franklin situation. If he kicks the four goals, he gets to 1,000. We're expecting the ground to be invaded. Chris Scott spoke during the week of potential of a break of 15 to 20 minutes. Can you just give our listeners a bit of an indication of what Geelong will do during that shutdown of the game if it does take place?
Yeah, so we'll just get back to our change rooms. If, for whatever reason, some of the players get caught on the other side of the ground, they've got another change room over the other side of the ground that we can get our players to, and hopefully they can get ushered back around to our change rooms. It's obviously a really unique situation. It'd be amazing to witness. I hope it doesn't happen tonight, but we're really well prepared for it. Both teams will go back to their change rooms, as you said, have a 15-minute break. We'll get a chance to regroup, and if we need to warm the boys up again, there's enough time for that as well. So,
Nigel, Mark Neilty here, mate. Good luck this evening. There was a lot said about the way the Cats played last week, and everyone sort of agreeing of anyone that played it was an amazing performance for round one, and a lot of excitement about the scoreboard from the general punters, which is great. But from a coaching point of view, what were the things that you liked the most about last week's performance?
Just the implementation of the things that we've been working on through the pre-season. Obviously, the DNA of our games being very good in a contest. I thought our guys around the midfield were fantastic. It was great to see Danger with, he carried a lot of injuries last year. It's great to see him back at his powerful best. And all of the guys through there, they just played really well collectively. They were able to get the ball forward, obviously move the ball a little bit quicker than we have it at times, and something that we've worked on, being a little bit more direct when we get the opportunity. We've certainly got the cattle to do that, and the forwards were able to take advantage of it. So the other part of our game was what we defended really well collectively. We've always been a really strong defence, that the boys were really good behind the ball, and obviously with a heap of pressure on the ball as well, it helps. So just in all the three phases of the game, mate, we're really pleased with how the boys started.
Yeah, look, it was fantastic to watch, and no doubt it was pretty pleasing from the coach's box as well. Tonight you come up against a slight, from a midfield perspective, you come up against a different sort of body type. Sydney's body type's very different to that of Essendon. Essendon got a couple of bigger players. Are there going to be any adjustments to either personnel or how long specific personnel spend in there from your point of view?
It's a really good question. So the Swans, they certainly pose a threat throughout there. They've got big bodies as well as really quick guys on the outside. Obviously, McInerney's a big out for them. He's a really good runner on the outside. He's had a terrific 18 months. So we're sort of happy to see him out of the team. But look, we're really flexible through there as well. We've got a lot of big bodies. We've got some really good outside run, obviously, with Max Holmes and Isaac Smith. They were both great for us last week. So it should be a really good matchup. Both teams match up pretty well in there. Both teams are playing a similar style from what I could see from round one. Like Sydney are very much a go-forward team when they get the opportunity. They might use their shape around the contest before they do go forward, but particularly when they've got ball in hand, they're looking to get the ball direct. And it doesn't really matter with them. You know, a lot of teams like to get the ball direct once they can get the ball deep inside forward 50, whereas Sydney are just happy to go forward any chance they get. So we're going to have to be on. We're going to have to defend really well around the contest. Our mids are going to have to be putting lots of pressure on them to make sure they don't get easy entries because they've got so many threats up forward, as you guys know.
Speaking with Geelong assistant coach Nigel Appin on K-Rock Footy, here's Benny Cass.
Nigel, it seems from the outside looking in anyway, Sean Higgins rested after one game. What's the story there?
look, as Sean pulled up just a tiny bit sore from last week, not too much, you know. We're going to need a really big, deep squad this year to get the job done. So we just thought that coming up here... we'd rest Sean this week and he'll be right to go next week against Collingwood.
And one player that I thought, well, we spoke about him in the pre-game and said that he probably needs to elevate his game and become a more consistent player. But Brandon Parfitt, I thought, was nearly probably your best player last week. I know Dangerfield got the BOG, but I thought Parfitt was probably your best.
Yeah, Parfitt's amazing. His ability in the contest, but also he's one of the best pressure players in the competition. He has been that for the last couple of years, so... He's maturing as a player. He's always been good in and around the contest, but his endurance is getting better every year, and he's a really smart footballer as well, and he complements our mix really well.
Nigel, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight. Tell me honestly, how many players from Geelong put their hand up and said, I desperately want to play on Buddy Franklin tonight?
Yeah, that's a good question, Pete. I didn't have a lot to do with the back line this week, I must admit, but... I'm pretty sure that all of the guys would be a little bit nervous about playing on him, but that happens with any time you're playing on gun players. And we've got a really good mix. I heard you guys talking on air just before I come on that we do have lots of options. Hopefully he doesn't get away from us tonight. But Mark Litzarth has played on him. Jack Henry's in terrific form. Started really well last week off a short prep. So we do have options to play on him.
In all seriousness, what's the key? I mean, I know he's been around for ages, but what's the kind of elements that you need to look out for with a player such as Buddy?
Yeah, well, it's obviously with a guy with his power and speed, it's trying not to let him get in behind you. But obviously that starts in the midfield and up forward, making sure that we pressure the ball every time we can. We get pressure on the ball so that he doesn't get the ball laced out. He does still like to lead up at the ball. He's clearly got lots of tricks in his bag, but... trying to keep him as wide as you can, not allow them to access the corridor as they like to do. They like to come back through the corridor and go really direct to him and get the ball in fast. So the other thing, Pete, is all good defences do, we've got to get back and support our players. Like, it doesn't matter whether you're playing on Buddy or Heaney or for the other threats that they've got up in their forward line. You know, they've got some good tools up there. We just need to make sure that we defend really well collectively.
Jeremy Cameron pulled up okay after the captain's run yesterday, Nigel.
Yeah, he pulled up really well. Yeah, he's much better than we probably expected him to be at the start of the week. He's just got better and better every day, and he's very confident. And he's an important player to us, obviously. That goes without saying. But he had an amazing preseason. He was able to get through all of it without any interruptions. And he's a little bit disappointed in some ways in his year last year and off the back of a short prep and being interrupted by injury. And he's looking forward to having a big year for us.
Much discussion about the setup of the Cats coaching staff. It's not the traditional style we've seen in the last 25 or 30 years. But for those listening, can you give us an update on what it looks like for you on a match day?
Yeah, so it's just a collaborative process in the box. We work through problems together and Scotty has the last call on it. And then before we go down at quarter time or before we go into the rooms at half time, we just make sure we get together for a couple of minutes and talk about the bigger issues and who's going to deliver those. And it's so far it's been working really well.
And, Nige, one last one before we let you go. Some of your older players there have started drinking the Macona. Have you sort of gone your barista, or have you got onto the Bogan dust?
No, I don't mind it, I must admit. I've always liked a long black. Actually, Busey's the one. Busey's been doing a bit of baristering around Geelong, actually. He's got a couple of gigs around Geelong, and he's the one that we turn to, him and Sammy Menegola. But both of those guys don't. Probably the only two on our list that don't have a crack at it.
Would have been international roast in Chilton growing up, wouldn't it, Nige?
Yeah, that's all I could access, absolutely.
Nige, we really appreciate your time. Always good to have a chat. We wish you the best of luck tonight and look forward to seeing the Cats going 2-0.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Nige Lappin joining us there as part of the Cats coaching staff in 2022.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.